we're in the middle of the piece. In the middle of the piece over here of Rav Dessler. It's page 64. If anybody wants to see on the inside, it's the third chelek. So we're speaking about, let's just give the outer framework of his Hakdamah to Tefillah. People have a certain arena of Avodas Hashem. In other words, who you are, what you are, what avarice you could do, what misses you could do. It's a very famous episode of his. We're not, certain things for us are off the radar screen in terms of bad, and certain things are off the radar screen in terms of the good. So the question is, fine, we have Bechira within the arena that we're at. How do we move past that? How do we go beyond that? That's Shaila. So one thing he spoke about was Maisa Mitzvahs, and now he's going to speak about Tefillah. So he says, Tefillah is something, the point is, it allows you to touch something beyond yourself so that you have what to strive for afterwards also. So Dveikus. Noisiv lehazbe, keitzad yegia odom el lamalo mimadros ha-tefillah. Let's add a hezbe, how a person can get to lamayim madrasa through tefillah. It says, kori v'ashem l'chol kori v'chol asher ku'u be'emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all those that call out to him. V'kashem Hashem Yisbarach miskarev ala kori elav. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves towards the person that spoke out to him, Shem yesh pegia, there's a meeting point. Zuya dveikus, that's a dveikus. In other words, it's we moving towards Hashem, and Hashem moving towards us. There's an element in tefillah, aftach in tefillah, that whatever it is that we reach in tefillah, it's a combination. That makes it very different than other mitzvahs. For instance, a person puts on tefillin. So he reaches the madrega that a person who puts on tefillin reaches. That's as far as it goes. The more mahura the tefillin, the longer he wears them, the more kavanas, the more the tefillin it gives him something. But that's it. Nothing in the tefillin is more than his input. It's just a very, very productive input. Tefillah is something where it says Korev Hashem l'chol korev. So if I'm automatically close to Hashem, I just need to step up, that wouldn't be Korev Hashem l'chol korev. It would be Korev el Hashem. Korev l'chol korev means HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps forward. He makes himself Kavayochum makes himself close. Zui advekus nimtza she'ein advekus nasi adam vado. The advekus that's created in tefillah is not just the person's activity. Ela shalemala boim lu mosoi atchin nishamapgia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps forward to him until there's some connection. Advekus zuhi amane she'yan Hashem lekoyrov. This advekus is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers us with. Unevaya. Harei. Harei Adam Nivra Avodas Hashem. A person is created for Avodas Hashem. Ve'ein b'chol hagashmis shaloi ela rak kelim she'ishtamashu atzorech haruchnius. The whole physical world are the kelim that we have in order to be Avodas Hashem. That's what it consists of. Bimkein gam b'tfilosoi ikar bakashosoi tzorech lias rak letzorech haruchniusoi. Let's think about this. Let's make a parallel between davening and hishtadlus. A person who is sensitive to avodas Hashem, is sensitive to mistachlis in this world, will not feel comfortable. He will not feel comfortable saying he's doing something where the only matara is his comfort. So if I ask somebody, what are you working so hard? I'm building a table, chairs. I'm fixing a leak. I'm painting something that's really decrepit. So I say to myself, these are the conditions I need to be Oved Hashem. And different people have different needs, and different people have different levels, and those we feel are legitimate. But very few of us would justify doing something, buying something very expensive, putting effort into doing something, which we think is just a luxury. Why are you? The answer, why'd you buy such a fancy car? The answer being, well, you only live once and you got to enjoy life to its fullest. Maybe down deep, might think like it, we certainly wouldn't feel very comfortable to voice it. It's something that we don't say, is that right? And as a person progresses, he also learns to think that way and to act that way. These are things that I feel I need to function well. These are things that are excess, and it's not for any tachlis. That's true by hishtadlus. It's true by tefillah as well. A person davens for the same things that he's allowed to be hishtadl for. So necessities. So that a person daven that I have the things I need to function as an Eved Hashem, that is very legitimate tefillah. That is tefillah itself. Anything beyond that, I really crave a Lamborghini. You know, could you, maybe if you have a spare one up there, you could send down for a while. We wouldn't feel, it's not something that we feel. So health and kainosa and eshida and so on, those are things we feel. So Betzim, for anyone who's a little bit of a Eved Hashem, his tefillah is an attempt to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, there's something about tefillah is the brain. You want me to do things, I need to have the following things. These are things you want me to do, and these are the tools that I need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire is to do without those tools. You have to figure out how to do without the tools. But it's very legitimate to do those tools. So B'Meili says, V'imkein aloi teichen ha-tefillah einel ha-bakoshas levov ha-zkav v'shem doipay. So really, tefillah of an oyved is a desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the structure of tefillah. We ask for understanding first, and for wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu, Slach Lanu Avinu, and all the things we ask for is because this is what we need. This is how Eved Hashem. So B'meila, he says, so down deep, the tefillah is for close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and already with coming close to us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tshuva to us. I once saw Gevalt Gevart, it's the Tefer Shleimed Radomska. He says, it says, Bikish Yaakov Leisha B'Shalva. Yaakov asked, he requested, or he seeked to be B'Shalva. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leidayin letzadikim that they have nuchalim haba, they need shalv in this world also. Kavtalov, rugza shaldina, rugza shal yosef, rugza shal this. That's what all the tzaros landed. So he asks, what does it mean, bikash Yaakov leisha b'shalva? What was Yaakov's idea of shalva? Yaakov's idea of shalva was, it wasn't a shovelboard on a ship deck. It was, I want to have a beis medrash with Sfarim, and sit and learn, and not every few days another kid is missing, somebody's kidnapped, somebody is attacking us. You know, that's what he wanted. So where's the Avraham of Yaakov? What was he? So he said, if it's the learning you want, ask for the learning, not for the shalva. In other words, the tviya on Yaakov was, it's like, If I have to get to from point A to point B, and it's a legitimate request, but if I'm espalal for this type of transportation mode, then I'm already, it's a mixed thing. Get me a first class seat on an airplane. Maybe because I want to get there in a coach, in a bus. If the tachlis, again, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu, but if the tachlis was the learning, the bakasha should be, give me what I need to learn. I'm suffering from tremendous pizra nefesh. I'm very distraught because of all the tzaras. Give me what it takes to learn. That was the balkapanim. And for most of us, legitimate tefillah is the things we need to function. Orazal. Now, he contrasts this with someplace else. It says in Gemara and Sukkah, Shema Olam Le Olam Moshe Lamayla Masar V'Leir the Shkina Mati Masar. Moshe Rabbeinu never went up Lamayla Masar, and the Shkina never went down Lamati Masar. Whatever Asara is, but it means there's a certain boundary between how far we go and how far the Shkina comes down to us. It's hinting that there's a gap between the two worlds. There's no real connection. But there is a nekuda that the two worlds touch, and that's tefillah. Kayeskavu shadeshifas ha'odam uman Hashem yisbarach hihi ger advekas bin matemat. The coming together of a person's aspirations and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer is something which it brings it together. Bechlal, I want to Maima Muzga. The Gemara, the Mishnah says Al Tarba Sichoy Meisha. Dibur is a form of hiskarvus, because just like hiskarvus is a type of engagement with somebody. So when I hug somebody, we're physically engaged. When I talk and there's a dialogue where I talk and I'm answered and talk, that is a kesher. Dibur itself is a kesher. It's a finer kesher, because talk, reply, and in other words, dialogue is a connection of two people on a more ruchnisik level. So when a person talks to Hashem and Hashem answers kaviyachol, and that's the tzur tefillah, that creates a dialogue. Umagia dveikus zu ad kedei kach shagormi machum and golem b'yoyisul efsik zel machshav dveikus levavoy v'yigashu amachal. A person can be so dove in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that nothing can break it apart. Zer geda omer azal, that's what Chazal said by Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei. Shafilu nochash karach ala keva lo yafsik. Pirish, shegia ledveikas kezu, asha af inish begoch nefesh lo yafsik avanosei. So in other words, Chazal, when they're telling us, it's really, we have to ask ourselves a question. It says, even if there's a snake curled up on your foot, you shouldn't be mafsik. Is tfilah deicha pikoch nefesh? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not one of the Gimel Chamuros. So how come it says you have noshakot? So Rav Dessler explains it's not a halacha of that tefillah trumps pikuach nefesh. It's the other way around. A person should be so shakur in tefillah that he should get to a point where he doesn't notice these things. In other words, lo yafsik means the level of tefillah is where it should not be disturbing his kavana. Omer Azal, chasidim arishayim. We learned it. Opiris Agrashaz Zatzal, that's Baal Tanya. Shekoide matfilo haimizbeinim echinam. As the levovim elatfila atzma. Okay, so before the davening, we understand what they were doing. They were sitting, they were prepping themselves to daven. They were sitting and thinking about Gadol Zavoyre, and so on and so forth. What was after davening? Vacharkach, he says, Hine mipas goydel roishan vekusam, because they were so into tefillah, lo yochlu loshev lemata lacha shehiya misuyemes. They needed time to sort of come down to earth again. It's just like a person who's been very, very deeply asleep. You need time to get back. A person who's gone through a very, very profound experience can't divorce himself so quickly. If davening, the by chesidim rishonim, the davening was of such dveikus that they needed time to come back to themselves again. In most yeshivas, they have a musa seder before ma'ariv. That's when the musa seder is, and they learn with the koil and this. So the Brisker Rav was once a Slabodki yeshiva for ma'ariv. He came in for ma'ariv, and then. He came in a few minutes early, and Doylem was sitting and learning Musav, the Slivus, the Spilus, and then the Gaba gave a clap, it's time for Ma'ariv, and Immediately everybody shut their heads and said, put away, he went to Amayr. Rav said, no, it's not, if they really had been into it, how could it just stop on a dime? The car's going really quick, you can't just slam the brakes and stop. It doesn't work like that. Someone told me there was one of the big people in the Mir was somebody named Shmuel Harkava from the old Mirrors. He was one of the Miyasim based at Talmud. And somebody told me he walked into Beis Talmud Yeshiva. Beis Talmud was like a creation of Mir in America. It was a chabura of Chashuvei Mir, a learning as a group kind of never came into the Yeshiva Beis Talmud. So he walked into Beis Medrash and Shmuel Harkava was sitting and learning. It was like 2 or 3 days after Simchas Torah. Shmuel Harkava was tremendously gifted musically. He played the violin, he composed a good hymn, even though he was Litvak and learned the Mir, but he was a closet Balregish with music and everything. So he walks in 2 days later and Shmuel Harkava wasn't aware he was a Spedish, and he was either singing at the top of his lungs or, you know, whatever. And then Shmuel noticed the person looking at him. The Shmuel kind of gave us a embarrassed smile, and he says, you know, a train roaring at full speed can't stop on a dime. It needs a period of slowing down. You know, it just now sukkahs and simchas teiras and etzeras. I can't just go back to business on a dime. It doesn't work like that. So the Shah Achreina was because they had reached that darga. So I guess if we can sum up a nakuda here, the kesher, just like, let's give another example. Everyone understands that a man-woman kesher that starts with touching and has nothing much more than that is coarse and meaningless. It's as meaningful as a balchai. That's where a balchai starts with a physical act, and that's it. We understand that diburim are the beginning of a real kesher. When you meet somebody, you talk with somebody, and you build a kesher through diburim. Even in the Lashon Chazal of Bimuratza Mephias, in other words, there's a deeper connection that builds up, and in a sense, it's much deeper. That's when you connect to a person emotionally, mentally, and then physical is seen as being the levush on it. Kaviyachal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have an equivalent to that. Tefillah is an expression of our Diburim HaKadosh Baruch Hu that express our feelings, our hopes, our understanding, our espialus in each and every part of Tefillah. And there is a Ruchniyistika answering to us. In other words, the sense of Kedusha that a person has of Vegas when davening is not just because he's psyched up. The Karev Hashem, the whole Karev means there's a moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskarev to the person. It says that Chinin used to say that he knows when it's tefillas or mekubla or not, depending on whether it's nitrifa b'fiv or not. If I don't feel comfortable, I feel that I'm not being listened to, so it takes great sensitivity. But akapanim, there's that element. And then he adds another point. Term yikro. Afilu achana l'tfila goremes his karvus on his bara. Even just the act of achana, who much because says term yikrov ani ena. It's a kind of strange thing. We say this the pasuk every time by tiny sibur. Before they'll call out to me, I'll answer them. What does that mean? So what does that have to do with tfila? It basically, Akash Baruch doesn't give us a mocking tfila. So what's term yikrov? So Rav Dessa times it means even when they're preparing themselves to daven, I'm also answering them. So terem yikro means in the hachana phase to the kriya. Pira shem adayin loim de musil is bainin lishavot vekas. Even while they're still being misbainin, v'ashem is brought from iskarev l'mosim l'malam is davik behem. Let me just stop a second here. He keeps pushing this musil and so on. It's very interesting. The hachana for tefillah in different approaches of Avodas Hashem, varied in terms of the specific tools, but not the general. For instance, Musa, there's a reason why they learned Musa before davening, because it was felt that by evoking a person's Yirat Shamayim, it would make him, that would be the sense of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's reaching out to. In Chabad, this is the Baal Tanya is quoting. In Chabad, the Achana for Tefillah was learning a Maimer Chassidus for quite a while, with the sense that it evokes in a person tremendous Avos Hashem Yirat Shamayim. And on the high note of having gone through a Maimer, now you're ready to daven. When you feel yourself, especially on a high plane, you now want to express it. It's just like when a person goes through a profound experience, we like to share it, we like to express it somewhat. Tefillah is the expression of that type of thing. So he says, Pirushim, I learned the Musa expression of Dekas, Vashem Yisprot Kor Miskav, L'mosim Ma'azavim. V'myakim Chon Yonah Olam Hazeh, Kein Klei Achon L'Zbeinim Ve'Lishol Dvekes Ba'Yisparach. And anything that a person adopts as his tool, if a person looks around and sees godless habayre and so on, as Hashem Yisprot Kor Miskav L'chanahi, Zui Ashuras Ashchina B'mais Yadeinu, Geda Sheikhin Itam B'Tech Tumasa. Adayin Lo Yotzim T'Echa Tumah, Adayin Lo Giyul Ashleimus Hashifa, Aval Loim D'Musim Isbeinim B'Bitla Yeshal Oilam Azeh, K'matar Atzmis, Umechinim Esatzon Lishef Asaruch Nis B'Kirvam, L'Vavam, Kam Oz Ashkenz Kavlem Ashkenz B'Kirvam. So he says, when it says all these expressions, Hashaychen Itam B'Tech Tumasim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our Tumah. What does that mean? If a person is rushing headlong through Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dragging along, why? There's a concept of being misrachik, richok hashchina. There's concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, siluk hashchina. The shchina goes up. So he's asking a question here. All the lashonis that you find in Chazal that express and hashchem itam b'teich tumasa, which is a pasuk. What exactly does it mean? So he says it means that if the person is ready to reach out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will meet him wherever he's at. And even if he doesn't need, the point that he says is, in the world of Tefillah, he doesn't need to make the entire journey back. Where he is, there's already reaching out to him. And so he puts it all into the package of Achana for Tefillah. So because that's called Terem Yikro. So let's basically sum up what we've seen today. His point was, Tefillah is the most powerful tool for having some shaykhus with that which is not there. Let's give a mashal. Imagine somebody has distanced himself from another person. Let's first go through this passage. We'll see in a second. So he says, Tefillah is the tool that allows a person to touch base with something beyond him. And B'meila is something which allows him to reach out of where he's at. Not in a specific, the whole level that he's at, it allows him to reach much further down. The side of it lies in the fact that Tefillah is the only Ruchnistik Inyan that's a two-way street. Every dialogue requires two people. So every Tefillah is, I reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I express myself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. Obviously, we're not in a Madrega where we hear the answer, but we get a sense of Kedusha, that's the answer. That's the core of Tefillah. Especially, or because Tefillah is an expression of a person's she'ifa in the world of Ruchnius, that the person is saying, Ribbono Shel'Olam, I have a mission to do, and so many tools are missing. I don't have the amount of brain power needed to learn what you want to learn. I don't have the motivation and drive to do what you want to do. I want to do it, but I don't have the maestika drive. I don't have the presence of mind because of pinos issues. I have health issues. We're a splintered group all over the place, full of machlokas, you know, and everything is falling apart. So the person is reaching out to Hashem because he wants to be close to Hashem. So Hashem answers back, and then he adds a chiddush. This happens already in the preparation for the tefillah. As a person is getting ready, as a person is engaging in some thinking process, in order to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a hashgacha of Tam Yikra Vani Ena, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds even before him. Okay, so we have another piece that we didn't quite do yet. We'll do Mitzvah Shem. We'll continue until we finish this piece, and then we'll go on to learning the things itself in the Rachis. Okay. Thank you.